You know, dropping just one pebble into a still pond, those ripple effects keep reverberating out and spreading further. My name's John. I live up in South Bend, Indiana. My wife and I attend North Point Vineyard Church. And I came down today because 23 years ago, my parents accepted an invitation to attend the Logansport Community Vineyard Church. So I want to talk to you guys just a little bit about choices and decisions today, because had it not been for that decision to accept an invitation of a personal friend to come and attend this church 23 years ago in the Super 8 conference room, our lives would not be the same as they are today. It was there in that conference room at the Super 8 that our family encountered a personal Jesus, a Jesus who wanted to be intimately involved in our day-to-day lives. We encountered a living and an active faith, and the personal relationships that were part of our experience there, the mentoring and the conversations, getting to know Bruce and Andrea and people like Stan and Nancy, radically changed our family. And I don't think you guys really even know the impact of all of those interactions on our lives. And that mattered because we took that faith with us when we moved to South Bend. And so we were able to decide to walk by faith and not to shrink back in fear. When my senior year of high school, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And made the same decision, you know, when I walked through depression in early adulthood. When different challenges and trials and just the stress of everyday life has come up, the decision to choose faith over fear, the decision to put my faith in a Jesus that intimately cares for me, was empowered by the decision that Bruce and Andrea made 30 years ago. And so as I think about just the impact of that decision that you guys made to lean in, to pursue what God had for your marriage, for your family, for this community, it's just astounding to think of all of the lives and of all of the ways that that decision has gone out and impacted even more people. So I witnessed the power of the local church here at Logansport Community Vineyard Church. And so when my wife and I had the opportunity to be part of planting a new vineyard in South Bend 6 years ago, we knew that that was something that we wanted to be a part of. And so we got involved and we, you know, volunteered there, we served there. And then 2 years ago, we were again faced with another decision when there was a tragedy that hit our church and we lost a couple of our leaders. And we had to decide, are we going to lean in? Are we going to pursue this vision of connected relationships in community with other believers, leading other people into a growing relationship with Jesus? Or are we going to step away and take the safe road? And I'm so grateful that we did decide to lean in. And it's over these last 2 years that I've seen God just do some of the most amazing work in people's lives. I've seen people delivered from, depression, and families lifted out of poverty, and marriages restored. Incredible how God can redeem any situation. But it all comes back to the decisions that we make. And so Bruce and Andrea leave this beautiful legacy for all of you. But I want to leave you today with this scripture from Deuteronomy 30. In verse 19, it says this: "This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Guys, the choice is yours. And the mission to move this community of believers forward The legacy of Bruce and Andrea is on your shoulders. What are you going to choose? How will you choose to impact other lives around you? So I want to leave you with that thought, and I want to say a big thank you to the whole Vernon family for the difference that you made in my life and the ways that it still continues to impact me and my family and my community an hour and 15 minutes up north of here. Thank you.
Thanks, John. John and I were talking a little bit before service because we used to hang out when we were in grade school together. So, and that was 20-something years ago, so it's really awesome to see him back. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Dominic Vernon, Bruce and Andrea's son. My brother Andrew is also here, along with all our families. So 30 years is a very long time and comes with a lot of changes, as you could see from some of the pictures. I don't know if you saw those, but I was sporting nice early 90s jackets and then the bowl cut that all of us had. So, but I think the probably one of the most powerful things for me coming in here and seeing the whole congregation is that there are those of you who have known me since I was 2 years old, and there are a lot of faces out here who I am a complete stranger to. I've never talked with you before in my life, right? So I think it's equally important that both of those groups are in this church right now, right? Because it is very easy, especially over 30 years, with all the changes that go on in the world, for a church to become stagnant, for a church to just kind of close its doors and stay what it was within the first 5 years that it was started, right? But I don't see that here. What I do see are people that have been with these two since 1989, right? That have stayed this whole time, but that have also helped this church remain relevant in the community, remain a powerful force of change, and remain a powerful work of God in the community, right? Because there are new faces here, right? So this is not a church that's just stagnant in the water, okay? This was my home and still is my home. When I still come in here, we visit every once in a while, and I have people come up to me, the ones that I've known since I was 2 years old, and say, well, we're still praying for you. And I know that those aren't just words. I know that they're spending, you know, hours a week doing that. So for those of you who are new or newer to this, I would say that it's a very special place to be a part of.
We had the opportunity to interview several people out in here in the congregation, and just to get their feel about how God has impacted their lives through their involvement in the Vineyard. And so we're going to take about 10 minutes and just hear what other people have to say. You hear me all the time, right? And so we're going to hear what other people have to say. And so if we could shut those lights off, let's just enjoy these interviews.
part of the vineyard. It has impacted my life in about every way because my family's here and my friends are here now. And through the small group ministry, and it's impacted my life because I've been encouraged to use my gifts in different areas, and that's helped me grow spiritually. But I really think it's been a great thing for Jim and me and our marriage and our family, and what I've seen the result of things in the vineyard with my grandsons, and that's really impacted my life.
I'm not going to go back 30 years ago, but in the last few years, it's the men's group when we started on for retired guys and for guys that shift, and we have it every other Tuesday. And anybody's on vacation or so.
I would just like to talk briefly about what the Vineyard has meant to me and to Nancy. We've been a members here for some time, and it's been a part of my life, and I've appreciated the Vineyard. It's a place where it's like home. And the people are so friendly, and we have enjoyed being a part of that.
The Vineyard has meant so much to me from the very first time, which was a long time ago, that we started. I felt like I had come home. And spatially, the messages that God over the years has given to Bruce to give to us has enriched my life and brought me closer to the Lord, and the worship has meant so much also to me.
Vineyard has impacted my life in several ways, being a part here. I got to go with Bruce to Vineyard Leadership Institute, so I got to see the workings in a big way of the Vineyard and got to meet some really key people, individuals that I still get to see occasionally and impacted my life. And they impacted my life a lot when I was hurting, going through a divorce. I got to see the church be the church.
Worship here is, you really feel God move. I mean, when we invite him in, he comes. And if you're open to that, then you can feel him.
Being a part of the Vineyard, how I've seen God impact my faith is through his word. Because if you come to the Vineyard, you're going to hear the word, you're going to see the word, and you're going to act upon the word. And that has caused my faith to grow tremendously. I just have doubled and tripled in my faith. It makes you want to get in and find out what God wants you to do and how he wants you to do it.
As I look back on my time at the Vineyard, I began coming to church with Rick in my teenage years, and I remember from the first time I was introduced to the Vineyard, and I was asked to participate in my first small group. And I remember it was a women's small group, my Beth Moore Bible study called Breaking Free. And I remember Sherry Pasquale was the one that invited me, and I would have never signed up for a small group if I wouldn't have been urged. So from that day forward, God has greatly impacted my life through small groups, through worship, through outreaches. The Vineyard has truly became a part of my family.
In the Vineyard for probably 15-ish years, and so I've seen the changes in the church, but as a kid, I really enjoyed our youth group. I really enjoyed all the different things that we did then, and I know that the things that the kids are doing now are just as good.
My experience with the Vineyard has been that through prayer and worship, I have really come to know the Spirit of the Lord. We had a prayer workshop, and one of those times I really felt that the Spirit had entered me. And that was one of the times that I felt closest and has impacted how I go about my day and everything else. And one of my more favorite experiences with the Vineyard has been through when we first moved into this building. It was my second week with the Vineyard, and we moved out of the old church and into this new church, and everything was basically unpacked in 2 hours' time. And I truly saw the workings of the Lord that day, and I have never looked back as far as coming to the Vineyard.
A couple of things that I like about the Vineyard, that's why we keep coming here and like it, because to me it's we're expected our whole life to be in God's control, in Jesus' control. I was just thinking about even the sermon today, and it's like every little aspect of it. And I just, I like that teaching, I like that challenge, and that's what's impacted me.
And I think what God has done for me through the Vineyard, I have a lot of ups and downs, but I have this overall sense of expectancy that God is going to work and that He is working. And it doesn't matter what my circumstances look like. Things don't always go the way I want, especially with my health. But I still have this expectancy that God is at work. And I really, really value that. And I also have learned a little bit more about that. What God's promises, more than anything else, is that His presence will be with us through everything. He doesn't say He's going to drag us out of all the hard things, but His presence will be with me through everything, and I'm learning to value that more and more.
Coming and being part of the Vineyard has impacted my life so much in so many ways, but I think the greatest significant thing it has done is I have a friendship with the Lord, and that has been developed through the fellowship, through small groups, outreaches, and I now consider myself to be more in my walk of faith with the Lord than I've ever been before.
Has seen a significant increase in involvement with my family and me, being part of the worship team, facilitating small groups, and I gotta say the relationships that we've built here have been unbelievable.
Being part of the Vineyard family has provided relationships and friendships during a time when I needed it the most, when I felt really disconnected and out of place, and I feel like I have a place here and a church home.
I believe my relationship with God has increased and deepened through worship, and I'm getting a sense of purpose. Was probably during baptisms, one of the little kids, Coralie, when she stood up there, I picked up this image of an angel standing behind her with his hands on her shoulders, and he just looked proud.
Being part of the Vineyard, I've seen God become even more real to me than He ever was before. The teaching and the workshops, I guess before I came, I kind of had a broad general knowledge of what being a Christian meant, but it's real now.
I think our faith journey could be best described as an invitation. God invites us to Himself. He invited us to be reconciled through Jesus. He invites us into His family, and now we can call Him Father. And I believe that God constantly is inviting us into His kingdom work. And many times He invites us into things that we're not thinking about. We're not even feeling like we're equipped to do those things. And yet He still invites us into those things. And that happened 30 years ago. As she said, we knew we are always called together, always called to serve together in the local church, serving Jesus together. But He surprised us, and we were definitely quite surprised that He invited us to lead this congregation. But looking back, it's been a privilege. It's been just a unique privilege to be invited into people's lives and their joys and their successes,
and their spiritual growth.
And we've seen God just move tremendously and powerfully in people's lives. You know, needs met, people healed, emotional needs met, financial needs met, miracles, just people's lives being fully transformed by the Holy Spirit, serving Jesus, just being excited about being in the kingdom of God.
Amen, amen. We welcomed, you know, and dedicated newborns, and we watched them grow up, and that's the great thing about being involved with in 30 years, and we're able to see kids growing up. We stood beside so many who've lost their jobs, they've lost their loved ones, and we were able to be there for them. And so these were all things that we weren't looking for, but God said, come and follow me, and so we just followed. And so he's still ahead of us on the path, and he's saying the same thing. Follow me. I've got more for you to do. I've got more for the Logansport Vineyard to do.
Yes.
And to be, and so he's inviting us to just to follow him.
And as we follow him, we want to always say, come Holy Spirit. We want our hearts to be surrendered and ready. And so we just say, come Holy Spirit.
Come Holy Spirit.
And do some wonderful things in the next 30 years.
It's fun, huh? Yeah, yeah. We are so happy to have Kent Butcher with us, and Kent is our, I don't know what they're calling you now, area person. Yeah, right. But he's our area coordinator. He's our Northern Indiana lead person in the Vineyard, and we're just grateful to have him come down from Syracuse, Indiana. I don't want to steal all his thunder, so just have him come.
Well, good morning, Logansport. It is great to be here with you. Congratulations. You can clap for yourselves. Pat on the back. Yeah, 30 years. So as Bruce said, I have the privilege of serving as the area leader for Northern Indiana. And we also partner together, Bruce and I, and Logansport Vineyard and other vineyards from across the United States in the Russia partnership. And that's a privilege I have to also travel to Russia. But anyway, the point in saying all that is... I'm able to get a front row seat on vineyards across the nation and even across the other side of the planet, and there is a genetic code. You know you're part of the family. You know you're in a family's family room wherever you are around the world when you see what you're experiencing here, what you experience here, this genetic code, vineyard genetic code of intimacy in worship. And a passion to see the kingdom of God come in power and healing. And you've seen that here. You've experienced that here. You've heard testimonies of those very things. This genetic code of biblical teaching, this genetic code of having compassion for the community and reaching out and doing the sorts of things that you guys, you know, very much the genetic code is evident here. And so good on you. Well done, well done. What I've also discovered in my travels around the world, that part of the genetic code is technical problems. It really, really is, no matter where you go. In fact, I must confess, at the National Pastors Conference in Dayton, Ohio, we're sitting there and things were just going wrong. The slides were wrong, the videos weren't working, right? You guys notice that? I texted my team and said, this somehow feels wonderful to me. I am enjoying seeing them struggle because then, you know, it's not just us, right? It's not just us. This is part of the Vineyard genetic code. And so we've learned to say at Syracuse, just embrace the awkward. And it's really good. I often will run into people who will say, you know what, I just am turned off by organized religion. I'll say, well, come to the Vineyard. You'll love us. We're disorganized religion. So anyway, I have no idea why I went on that tangent. But, you know, 30 years ago when you guys said we want to plant a church in Logansport, Indiana, you didn't push the easy button, right? You know that old Staples commercial? Boop, push the easy button. You didn't do that. That planting is difficult. Pastoring a church is difficult. continuing to be, you know, as Mark Pope was talking about in his video, a light for the kingdom of God in a community for the long haul is difficult. And you guys didn't push the easy button. And so I want to commend you on a job well done and a job that's going to be continuing, you know, to go on as a job well done. Logansport, I believe you're the oldest vineyard in northern Indiana. Do you know that? And it's not because you started before some other vineyards. It's just that you've lasted longer because it's not easy. It is not easy going the distance in the kingdom of God. And I just want to say that by way of encouragement to you, Logansport Vineyard, that, you know, when we're doing what we're doing, the victories are as exciting as they can possibly be. You've heard some of those victories. And you know what's also true, church, and it's true everywhere, is the defeats are, it can just be debilitating, right? It can feel like a kick in the stomach. And there are a lot of people, there are a lot of pastors, there are a lot of churches that do not keep going. They lose heart, they grow weary, and they give up. And you guys haven't done that through the best of times, through the worst of times. Good on you. Keep going. Well done. And maybe even this is for somebody here this morning. When you're in those tough times, it can just be so much in your face. It's like, this is all I can see, is, oh, this is so big, it's so hard, it's so painful, and this is everything. You know what I'm talking about? It's all you can see is the difficulty. And so what I'm just want to encourage you to do is, you know, it's like back away from whatever might be in front of your face that's discouraging, you know, because it's not quite so big when you take a step back. And it's a little bit smaller when you take a couple steps back, and it's really small. And you guys have a legacy of pushing through those things, and I want to commend it. And that legacy has gone beyond the walls of this building. It's gone beyond this community. And I was even thinking, as John was sharing his story, of the legacy that Logansport has in South Bend, Indiana, that, I mean, what you guys may not know is there was a vineyard church in South Bend that was probably on the brink of closing its doors. Horrible, difficult things happened, all right? But John was not only a person in that church who said, you know what, we're going to stick through the hard times no matter what, but John is actually a key leader who provided wisdom and faithfulness and commitment to seeing the church through. And they're on the other side of things. They've come through. That is a legacy of the tenacity and the durability and the longevity of Logansport Vineyard in South Bend, Indiana. So well done to you, John. Well done, Logansport. Longevity. Yeah. I'm going to pull my notes back up. Not that I'm anywhere in the ballpark of saying what's on here, but maybe I should bring these up. So I want to take a moment to focus, if I can, on Bruce and Andrea Vernon. If I can. They didn't ask me to do this, just in case you're wondering. So, and this will probably embarrass them. They would not ask for this. But, you know, there's something more significant than just mere longevity in ministry. Let me first of all start with this. Do you know how long the average pastor stays in a church? Anybody? Spitball it? The statistics vary a little bit, but on the lowest side, it's under 3 years. The highest statistic is about 6 years. In the United States of America, the average evangelical pastor stays in the saddle about 3 to 6 years. You guys have been up to this for 30 years in the same place. That's 10 times five, six, 10 times national average. That is something. Good on you. Well done. And again, through the best of times, through the hardest times. And but this is what I want to say that is more remarkable. I've met pastors who have been in the game for a long time, and they're hard-hearted, they're cold, they're bitter. Right? Their heart's not in it. Their behind is in it still, but their heart isn't in it still. And from just interacting with you guys through the years, you, 30 years down the road, you still love Jesus. You still love Jesus. And I'm just wanting to let you guys to know, this is something extraordinary. 30 years down the road, they still love each other. They're still married. That church is extraordinary. 30 years down the road, they still love all y'all. And you love them. That is extraordinary. Because you may not know, it's a hard gig to pastor a church, because sometimes we love you guys awesomely, and sometimes you drive us crazy, right? Can I say that? No, they're a little bit nervous. They have never felt that about all you all. But most other pastors do. And maybe sometimes they've driven you crazy. Right? Nope, never. All right. Well, truth is, it's an extraordinary thing that you guys have logged 30 years together and you still love each other. And so it's not just mere longevity. It's faithful longevity. It's fruitful longevity. It's authentic, real deal, Christ-following longevity. You know, and I would add this, just even a love for the community. 30 years down the road, a passion and a heart to see the kingdom of God come to this community. And so that is something extraordinary. And so I just want to commend you. I want to commend the Vernons on a job well done. Okay, again, my notes keep turning off on me. So these are two specific words I felt like the Lord gave me for you this morning. And the first word is this. So at 30 years, at 30 years, the phrase that came to my mind is, good job, you are now crossing the starting line. That it can feel like this is a finish line. But the Lord said, oh, no, you're crossing the starting line. That the best years of your ministry, the best years of Logan Sports fruitfulness and impact in this community, you're at starting gate. And it's not that nothing's happened, but it's just like it's a fresh new day. So we're going out of the gates. There are great things that are happening. And then the second word that came along with that is it might be that feels like, oh, my word, the starting gate? There's more work ahead? Yes. And so the Lord wanted you to know that the promise of renewed strength, he will renew your strength, that he wanted you to know that's not just like this Hallmark card sentiment in the Bible that sounds awesome but means nothing. He wanted you to know, no, that's a literally true word of God for you. He will renew your strength. And if there's another 30 years of fruitful longevity ahead of you, he's got you. He's got your backs. He's got your backs, Logan Sport. And so I just want you to be encouraged in that. And what I asked Bruce if I could do would be for just us as a group to gather on and pray for you guys. But I think Bruce is going to come up and say something. But before he does, I have a word for you all and for Logan Sport from Phil and Jan Strout, the directors of Vineyard USA that I just received. So it says, to Bruce and Andrea and the Vineyard Church and Logan Sport, on behalf of Vineyard USA, I want to congratulate you on your 30-year journey. As a pastor, I know that means years of serving and ministering, sometimes in secret. And let it be said that the last three decades have been training for what is to come. Yeah. Celebrate today so that tomorrow you can discover the preferred future that God has for you. Thank you for your longtime support and participation within the Vineyard USA. Deepest love and respect, Phil and Jan. Amen. Bruce?
Yeah. 30 years. You know, I think it was last week or so, Ron Wigner, I said, Ron, you come into our 30th year celebration. And Ron says, yeah. I said, you know, I was out at Lake Bruce or Bruce Lake, and the church had their 180th. I thought, man, what a deflator, right? It's like, this kind of, phew, kind of sunk, right? You know, but it's still there, right? If for 30 more years, I'll be 88, Kent. Yeah. Wow. There's been a lot shared today, but I just want to share just one scripture with you today and share just a few thoughts before we go eat a pulled pork sandwich. How about that? Can we do that? Philippians chapter 3. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, and I strain toward what is ahead, and I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Now, I don't know, as you listen to that, I hear this message. There seems to be this message of not living in the past. We can fondly remember the past. We can celebrate our past. We can draw from the wins and the losses of our past. But God says to us, don't live there. Don't dwell there. He even goes so far and tells us through the prophet Isaiah to forget the past. He actually says that in the Old Testament, forget the past. And so one thing is for sure is that we cannot alter the past. We cannot change the past, nor would we want to change. Did you see my hair and the sweaters I wore? Oh, my word. That's just, oh, that could just, oh, that's, whew, makes you shiver. Yeah. So we forget that. The good old days are just that. They're the good old days with good experiences and good blessings and good encounters with God's presence and his power. But we're not to live there. No, I get the impression from this scripture that God is calling us to live in the immediate present, that there's a deep well of the goodness of God that we can dip into daily. In fact, you know, in the first couple chapters of Hebrews, there is this theme of living in today. We're to live in today, that we trust God today. We ask the Holy Spirit to fill us today. We seek his provision today. We ask for grace today. We call out to him in prayer today. And so we forget about the past. We live in today. But Paul seems to add this third element, doesn't he? The future. And we're invited by God to put the past behind us, to live in the immediate present, and at the same time lean forward into the future. That's a hard thing to do sometimes, but that's what he invites us to do. Forget the past, live in the immediate present, but lean towards the future. And leaning forward into the future implies that there's more. There's more. Just say it. There's more. There's more growing, and there's more stretching, and there's more learning. There's more God moments. There's more opportunities to meet with God, be overwhelmed but with his presence. There's more of his love to be shared with others, more people to pray for, more people to experience healing. There's more lost and hopeless people who are welcomed into God. There's more. There's more. And so we lean forward into the future, and it means, you know, we're in the race until our last breath. And no slowing down, no easing up, no stopping. Andrew says, make it short. But I want to share this because of something that Kent shared earlier. The pork is fine. It's simmering. All right? Yeah. But I wasn't going to share this, but it reminded me what Kent shared. I want to go ahead and share it. Many of you know that my father was an accomplished sprinter back in his day, and he ran 10 flat, 100-yard dash on cinder track, not too shabby, runner-up in state finals 1953. But he taught me a lot about running. But one of the most important things that he taught me about running was that you always run through the tape at the end of the race. You never let up at the finish line. You don't look to the person to your left or the person to your right. You run through the tape at the finish line. And doing so often means the difference between a blue ribbon and a red ribbon. I've got a lot of reds, but I got a lot of blues too, because we ran through the tape all the way through. And so today we're celebrating the past. We're leaving it there. Because I'm not wearing that sweater again. Yay, man. If they come back, don't wear it. That's my recommendation to you. We continue to ask for fresh bread for today. But we also strain toward what is ahead and lean forward into our future. Whatever that looks like, I'm convinced of this, that the Logansport Vineyard is needed in this community. I'm convinced that the gospel of the kingdom should continue to be preached and demonstrated through the Logansport Vineyard until Jesus comes back. Yeah. Somebody clap. I think it's good. And so I'm convinced that the vineyard should exist for another 30, 40, 50 years. I won't be here, but the vineyard will be. And so here's the good news. With our collective faith, by joining in prayer, with the help of the Holy Spirit, with a deep devotion to Jesus and his church, it can carry on into the future. Amen? Amen. Kent's going to lead us in some prayer.
So, Andrea, can I have you come up? And key leaders, board members, Logansport, come on up. We're going to pray together. Why don't you guys come down here? I don't know who you are. I guess I've met some of you through the years, but yeah, both. We're going to pray for the Vernons, and just in solidarity, you guys are going to join together and just pray, even for what Bruce shared. We're focused on the moment that we're in right now, lean into the future. So you all just pray out loud, and I'll wrap out. I said out loud. Did I say out loud? Out loud. Pray out loud if I didn't say that. And I'll add this whole church. You can also join us. See, just if you want to extend your hands out to this group, and just add your prayers to theirs. And so, Father, we give you the glory. Look at what you've done, Father. Look at what you've done here. You've planted a seed 30 years ago, and look at this vineyard that is growing and fruitful. And so we together say yes, Lord, to the more. There's more, we just heard Bruce say. There is more, Lord. We know from you. There's more today. There's more tomorrow. Jesus, if you should tarry another 500 years, there is more. And it's our prayer that the Logansport Vineyard would still be burning brightly on the horizon of world history till the day Jesus comes back. So Holy Spirit, just fall, and all the more set this place on fire for the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I want to thank all of you that have stood behind Bruce and Andrea all these years and for what you've done in this church, for the building, helping with the building, for all the various ministries that made this vineyard what it is. And I just, for one, thank them.
All right. Amen. Amen. So, it's best probably that we dismiss out the back in the double doors in the back, and we've got a great lunch for you. Some of our festivities, we're going to be on the parking lot, but I don't think that that's going to be taking place. I'm not sure there's rain or rain on the way or rainy. I'm not sure. It's a lot of rain. Yeah. So, but we've got ice cream, pulled pork lunch. We've got some live music in the back. We're going to get to enjoy, and we've got all kinds of great stuff. We're just going to celebrate and have fun and just enjoy our noontime together. Amen? All right, be blessed. Thank you. Sure you